This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
To kick off today's programme, here is my colleague Jackie Mitchell chatting with Lucy Hitchcock of Partner in Wine.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, thanks very much for coming on the show. That's really great. So before we find out all about Partner in Wine, it'd be really great to hear a bit about your background, because I believe you also run a digital marketing company, Sassy Digital.
Yeah. So after I left uni, I went to Bournemouth University and I did communication and media. And after I left, I worked at a couple of digital marketing agencies in London. The first one I sadly got made redundant from, which was a bit heartbreaking for my first ever job. But it was there that I kind of learned a lot about digital marketing, web design, branding, and that sort of stuff. And then the second job I went into wasn't quite what I expected it to be. It was very much like corporate comms, and it was all a bit kind of dry, not creative enough for me. So I very quickly left, and I got my first client maybe a week before I left my job. I was kind of looking on the side to kind of help small businesses, because I noticed a gap in the market where no one was really, you know, small businesses weren't really sure what they were doing online. So I actually started helping local businesses, like hairdressers and that sort of thing, with their social media. I left, built a client base up quite quickly of small businesses, more like high street sort of businesses. And now, kind of 5 years on, I left my job when I was 22. So 5 years on, we now are more of an e-commerce and sales-led company. So a lot of the stuff that we do, we work with a lot of influencers, a lot of fashion brands. I do have some kind of sort of more rogue clients, I'd say. Like, we've got a graffiti removal company, but I just like working with nice people. And I like working with local businesses just because everyone's so nice, and it's easy to get along and get on with the work. So that's kind of Sassy Digital in a nutshell.
Right. Well, it sounds very, very exciting. So at what point then did the idea come for the Partner in Wine company?
So because I help people launch their businesses, I have done it, you know, so many times. I know exactly what's involved. You know, I've launched my own business, I launch other people's businesses, and their e-commerce businesses. I've always wanted to do a product, but I've never, in terms of generating ideas, I've never sat down and thought, okay, let's do a brainstorm, what can I do? It kind of came to me very naturally. And I think when people start businesses, if you do sit down and go, what can I do, you're never really going to get anywhere, because you have to feel passionate about an idea. So it actually came from a problem that I was having, which is obviously where all good businesses start, because you have to solve a problem for someone. So just as we were coming out of lockdown, my best friend Maddie and I love to go and sit by the river in Surbiton. So we love to have a glass of wine in a pub, but obviously we haven't been able to do that. And so I went, you know, we went down to the river and I took along my favourite bottle of rosé. And I said to my mum before I left the house, I was like, mum, by the time I get there, it's going to be warm, because I was cycling there. So it's going to take me around 15 minutes. And it was during the lovely weather that we were having in lockdown, if you remember.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So by the time I got there, you know, it wasn't as cold as it was when I took it out of the fridge. And we were kind of having a drink and, you know, had a bottle of wine. And on my cycle back, I thought, surely there's a better solution for this problem. Like, surely there has to be something out there. So I Googled it, and a few things came up. You know, you can put wine in your water bottle, but it's not going to fit a whole bottle of wine.
No, and then you can get those covers, can't you? Those containers, those sort of cooler things, but then they fall off and then they go warm very
quickly. Yeah. And also, do you know what I hate? I just hate condensation. Like, it's just really irritating to get your hands wet on like a cold bottle of wine, basically. So our bottles are actually condensation free. They hold a full bottle of wine. They keep them cool for up to 24 hours. They'll also keep your red wine room temperature moving into the winter months. And they will also keep mulled wine warm for up to 12 hours.
Wow, that's great. So you could even use it for your coffee then.
Yeah, you could do. I mean, personally, I'd, you know, put a little bit you know, a spike in that.
Well, yes, why not? With the winter coming on, as you say, yes. And so, how on earth did you go about developing this bottle? Especially as we just come out of lockdown, it must have been very challenging.
Do you know what? People say this, and actually it really wasn't. So my younger brother's actually a product designer, and we kind of, you know, we were looking things up online and seeing what was out there. And the sampling process really didn't take too long. And I knew that I had to, you know, there were a few things that I had to compromise on, but it was one of those things that if I was going to launch it, it had to be in the summer, because it's very much a product born out of the need during lockdown, because obviously, you know, now we're having to meet friends outside and, you know, not welcome them into our homes, that sort of thing. Like for me, I'm very cautious. I'm not scared of coronavirus or anything like that. Like I'm not, you know, kind of going to sit in my house, but I do, you know, I am quite sensible in terms of like who I socialize with, and how we kind of, how, you know, how the relationship is kind of when you're with people, like not touching them, that sort of thing.
What are the bottles made of?
They're made of stainless steel.
Oh, right. And how did you develop those then? How many prototypes did you have to go through before you came up with what you wanted?
We only went through a couple, actually, because the factory that I work with, this is kind of what they do. This, you know, they only develop stainless steel products, so they already had like quite a good idea of what it is that we were looking for. So they kind of helped with that, and it, you know, it turned around quite quickly. So I think from idea to conception was just under 2 months. And meanwhile,
wow, that's amazing. And how did you go about launching it onto the marketplace?
So I have a following on social media already, not a huge following, disclaimer, but so I kind of put it out there quite early and teased people. But obviously, because I work in marketing, I know exactly how to kind of do it. So we did a lot of teasing. And then in terms with the people that I work with at Sassy Digital, I know a lot of influencers. So as soon as it kind of became common knowledge that Partner in Wine was actually a stainless steel wine bottle, and everyone was like, wow, this is an amazing idea. Why has this not been done before? A lot of the influencers that I work with were posting on their social media and all of that sort of thing. So it was kind of a case of taking advantage of my network. And also one of my neighbours is the editor of the Elmbridge magazine. So she helped as well and put us in the, I think it was the August.
Yes, that's where I saw it, actually. That's where I saw the details, yes. So there are four colours, pink, which I think looks absolutely stunning, I have to say, black, white and stainless steel, and it costs £35 and available online. So does this mean then that you're going to be expanding to restaurants, maybe pubs, hotels, this sort of thing?
I would love to co-brand in the future, and I would love to get it stocked in Selfridges and John Lewis, that sort of thing. I'd love to get it stocked in shops. But for now, we're kind of focusing quite heavily on the e-com, because I personally think that that's a really good way to drive brand awareness. Yes, you know, in restaurants and stuff it is, but I need to kind of think about how, you know, where the brand's going, and I don't want to dilute anything or jump into anything too soon. So it will be a case of developing our next product, which should be ready within the next sort of 6 weeks, I hope.
Oh, wow. Can you talk about that, or is it under wraps?
It's under wraps, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
But it will be ready in time for Christmas, and we have two new seasonal colours coming, which I can't talk about.
Sure. But anyway, you must keep us posted on that. It sounds really, really exciting. And of course, the marvellous thing about this bottle is it's so portable, so people can take it on picnics to the beach, by the river, and also dining al fresco.
Yes, exactly. I love using it in the garden. I mean, I actually have like four on my desk currently that are just full of water. I take it to the gym as well, because the problem is a normal size bottle of water is just not good enough for me at the gym. I need 750 mils.
Yes, I'm sure you do. What do you do then, spinning?
No, I go to a local studio actually in Surbiton and just go to HIIT classes.
Oh, right. Yes, I can imagine you need a lot of water for that.
Yeah.
So now can we just chat about this marvellous podcast that you do, which is called Winging It. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So when I first left my job, no one really my age was leaving their jobs to do their own thing. You know, I was 22, fresh out of uni, had a couple of jobs, and people that I knew started messaging me saying like, how have you done this? I hate my job. I don't want to work in this. I want to do something else. And it was then that I realized that, you know, I'm very much a doer. I'm not a dreamer. If I say I'm going to do something, I will go and do it. And people were saying, how are you doing this? So I started up a blog actually called Sassy Bites, and which then very quickly turned into a podcast, just because podcasts are, you know, more popular, easier to listen to and digest on the go. And so basically the podcast, it's called Winging It, How to Build, Maintain and Totally Own a Career That You Love. And it kind of talks about a variety of different things, women that have been in different careers. So we've had Olympic athletes on there, we've had influencers on there. And then, you know, some of the episodes we're talking more about how to run a business and what kind of different elements you need to think about. So, you know, from marketing to accountancy, there's quite a wide variety of topics on the episode. So it's quite interesting, even if you don't run your own business, I think, to kind of listen to other people's perspectives and see what actually happens inside the kind of running of a small business.
Absolutely. So how often do you do the podcast?
Well, I actually haven't published one since the beginning of lockdown, because I'm very much a people person. I do prefer to do episodes in person, but that's just not going to be possible. So we are going to be bringing out the next series, which I think is series 4, probably in the next month or so. And that will actually be focusing solely on how to launch a product-based business.
Oh, how exciting. That sounds really, really good. But you must be very good at time management then, because you're juggling two businesses and you're doing the podcast as well. Do you have any tips for people on how to manage their time?
Yeah, so I actually use a program called Asana. So it's a sort of, you know, you can split your projects. You can split different things into projects. You can write to-do lists, that sort of thing. So that kind of keeps me sane. I also have my calendars synced both online on my computer. And I will admit, I don't do this all by myself. I do have a team of people that work with me to make sure that I kind of stay on track. So I have a VA, I have web developers, I have graphic designers, and I have my wonderful assistant, marketing assistant, Becky, who works with me as well. So I have a lot of people helping me out. And I do think that's an important thing to note, is if you are struggling for time, you know, outsource the things that you're not good at, or you feel that someone else could do better. That would kind of be my biggest tip. If you can afford it, it's definitely worth, you know, it's definitely worth outsourcing to someone that can help you get it done in, you know, half the time.
Oh, that's a very good idea. Sounds really good. So what's the feedback been like from the partner in wine?
Yeah, it's actually been really good. I mean, I haven't had any complaints, which I mean, no news is good news, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. And, you know, everyone's been so supportive. Everyone's been posting it on social media to help it go viral. And yeah, it's been really nice. I've got some, well, touch wood, I've got a couple of brands that I'm working hopefully on partnerships with, but I cannot talk about that yet, but it will be on our social media. So that's kind of the best place to check for any sort of new products and upcoming, you know, exciting news like that.
Okay. And what was the biggest challenge for you in bringing it to market?
Probably the logistics. I'm not a logistical person, and working out how to pack boxes. I mean, I'm currently sat in my parents' front room, which is we now call the fulfillment center. Right. So everyone pitches in, everyone's packing bottles, and yeah, the logistical side of things, you know, working out to post it and stuff like that, because I sit all day online, you know, going out into the real world, going to the post office, going to the customer service point, and, you know, doing all these parcels, it just as I was having a huge panic about it before, like, you know, how am I going to fit my beautiful bottles inside a box that's not going to squash them? So that was a huge, huge challenge for me, the logistics side of things. But thankfully, once you've done something once, it doesn't become such a huge issue again.
Sure, sure. I can imagine that must have been very crucial, because to make sure it's protected in transit.
Yeah, because I mean, the packaging's gorgeous. It's you know, it's made to be gifted. It's such a lovely gift, and I would hate for it to get there damaged. So it was a huge kind of stress for me. But yeah, we managed to sort it out in the end. And I think that's the thing with business, is, you know, there's been so many things that I've stressed about in the past, like, you know, setting up an account with HMRC, those types of things. But once you've done it once, you learn, and you don't have to do it again, because you know how to do it already.
Sure, sure. And what would be your biggest piece of advice to anybody looking to start their own business?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, to be honest, don't be afraid to talk about it to anyone and everyone that you meet. I mean, people can't shut me up when I meet them, telling them about my, you know, my product. I take my bottles everywhere with me, and I will, you know, I will literally talk people's ear off about the bottle. So I think a lot of people do suffer sometimes with the kind of self-confidence, because naturally we don't like to talk about what we're doing. We don't like to come off as braggy, but actually, you know, once you start telling people, I think you'll be surprised at how much support people have. And word of mouth is a really fantastic way to grow your business.
Okay, then. Well, thanks very much, Lucy, for coming in and talking to us about that. That sounds really great. Would you like to give us your website details, please?
Yes, absolutely. You can find Partner & Wine at www.partnerandwine.co.uk. And our Instagram handle is at Partner & Wine UK.
And how do they find your podcast?
Ah, you can find the podcast actually on Spotify, Apple, iTunes. I believe it's on the Android ones as well. And if you just type in the Winging It podcast, it will come up.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Lucy.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you. That was Lucy Hitchcock from Partner in Wine.
Wow. Thank you, Jackie. And thank you also to Lucy. What an amazing innovation. Our picnics will never be the same again.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio.